Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. In this week's chat with KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz, we are going to look back at President Trump's first 100 days in office from a business and economic standpoint. Jerry, thank you so much for your time today.
It's my pleasure.
Let's look at the impact on stocks. They have really dropped since he first took office.
Well, they have, but they've begun to bounce back. The Friday before inauguration, the Dow Jones was at 43,153. And actually, it had been going up since the election on hopes that Trump would come in and it would be a new era for business in America. So actually, it had been going up all through the post-election period. Now, on April 8th, with the announcement of Liberation Day and the consequences started to pile in from there, the Dow went down to a low of 37,645 on April 8th. To be fair, it's back around 40,400 at this point, but what we saw was a 8% drop. The S&P is actually more than, at its worst, was more than 10% off. And in fact, even economists said that a proper correction took place in the S&P, a 10% correction in from the mid-February high. Okay, so what caused it? Part of this, it's tied to the number and the speed of actions taken by the Trump administration and the increasing pushback in the courts and global deal-making. Going on means that few of the usual experts are certain what's going to happen, whether they're business or economics or political experts. No one knows what's going to happen with tariffs, with taxes, or with cost-cutting efforts. All of that uncertainty in all of those sectors, public, commercial, private, means that people, consumers, and corporations are stopping and thinking twice about spending now versus taking a wait-and-see attitude. When we look at what experts are saying, experts think the final tariffs will be higher than the old 10% levels. If that happens, it will increase consumer prices. And remember that even with more American-made products, those products will be produced in American factories, paying American wages and benefits, and using American-mined raw materials, all of which means it's going to be done at American price levels, not the price level of those third-world economies. So the chances of a more expensive future are pretty high no matter what scenario we're looking at.
That is Jerome Katz, KMOX business analyst and professor at the St. Louis University Chaffetz School of Business. Thank you so much.
Have a great week.